Hello, hola, bonjour. Tune in every Tuesday to the Dear God Podcast.
¿Y qué pasó?
Nah, we talking like it's 1995. Let go of that Wi-Fi. Let's laugh and cry, but never say goodbye. Primos y primas, que lo que, and bienvenidos to the Dear God, Are We There Yet? The podcast con tu prima favorita. Soy Alicia, and this podcast is going to be very interesting. I mean, first of all, just whatever you're doing at the end of this podcast, do your research. That's all I have to say. Question everything. I preach that every single day, but I really want you guys to question everything at the same time, research. Do your own research, because what's important about things that we listen to in the media and that we read or that we hear from people is that we tend to get so confused and conflicted, and we figure it out at the end that we have to put the puzzle pieces together, because truth comes out in the midst of the moment when we're not even thinking it, when we're really paying attention. And that's how they all say, you know, being woke and all that stuff. Grab that cafecito, because ustedes lo van a necesitar. Para toda mi gente en República Dominicana, Puerto Rico, Colombia, Venezuela, Sudamérica, España, Argentina, Costa Rica, Uruguay, San Salvador. If I forgot your country, trust me, Cuba. If I forgot your country, I'm thinking about you. I want you guys, yo quiero que ustedes escuchen esto y tenga la mente bien abierta, pero a la misma vez, piénsalo bien. Porque yo creo que hay cierta cosa que está diciendo este pastor. There's some things that is this being truth that you have to, this is a theory, you have to think about it, but you have to put the puzzle pieces together of everything in your life, because after the coronavirus, everything is going to change. All right, you guys, tune in, listen in, and see what he has to say.
This is going to be difficult for people to accept, but let me tell you categorically, factually, and scientifically, coronavirus is not the problem. It is questionable whether it is even a contagion in the context of a disease that is spreading from person to person. What we're seeing are symptoms of a virus. What we are not aware of what's causing those symptoms. So this has nothing to do with a biological warfare or any other kind of stuff that you might be hearing swirling around on the internet. What this is our bodies reacting to what is known as radio spectrum radiation or radio frequency radiation. And so I know that sounds bizarre, but let me tell you scientifically what is happening, and then I'll tell you contextually why it's happening, and I'll tell you what we can do about it. So what is occurring? Globally, I was the head of the largest business unit at Vodafone, their headquarters in Newbury, between 2013 through to 2015. I was privy to a number of the new technologies that were coming down the pipe that was going to be implemented, namely the Internet of Things, and secondly, the 5G technology. I knew a long time ago that 5G was dangerous, but I didn't understand the correlation with the coronavirus, which I now do, and I want to be able to explain that to you. So what is happening? There is a deliberate strategy to roll out 5G, which is the fifth generation internet radio spectrum frequencies that enable mobile phones, smartphones, and all devices to function on a much faster processing ability. And with the introduction of AI and artificial intelligence and the Internet of Things, where all devices will be connected, so whether it's your car, whether it's your phone, whether it's your refrigerator, whether it's your electricity in your house, it's all going to be on a smart grid, effectively a type of matrix, unfortunately. Sorry to use that term. So what is happening is that this technology has to be rolled out globally. My company that I used to work for, as they're running their largest worldwide business unit, is Vodafone. Vodafone are in partnership with Huawei or Huawei, whatever you call them, a Chinese telecoms company. And they have been rolling out systematic 5G implementation in multiple locations. What's the relevance? The frequency that they're using, and I also ran a telecoms company back in 2010 through to 2013-14, some of you will be aware, that specialized in radio spectrum, that we, this is the ability to take external signals from satellites into buildings. And so that the frequency that you experience in power on your phone is the same in the building as it is outside of the building. When mobile networks were created initially, they thought people will be on the road all the time, hence why they were called mobile phones. But actually what happened is people used their mobile phones in buildings and the signal wasn't strong enough to penetrate buildings. That's called radio spectrum. And they're different megahertz frequencies, etc. So the 5G frequency is a very high frequency, very, very, very high frequency. It is just below the classification of a weapon, and I'll tell you why. The frequency that they're using, which is 10 times faster than 4G, unfortunately, when it comes into connection with human bodies, causes cell poisoning. Cell poisoning. So our bodies try to fight the radiation that is in the form of cell poisoning because of this frequency. It is effectively radiation. And what happens is our bodies kick out the toxicity or toxins with some proteins and some DNA, RNA from our cells in the form of a chemical which is called a virus. And most diseases are excretions from cells that we are trying to pull out of our body or push out of our body. And it will head towards orifices to be excreted or expunged out of our body. So our noses or our mouths. So you can understand the picture I'm painting. So what's happening, sorry for the detail, but this is going to take a bit of time. What is happening is that 5G, the frequency and the power, which is 10 times more powerful than 4G, is reacting adversely with human cells, causing cells in our bodies to be poisoned, toxic, and our natural defense mechanism is pushing out that toxicity in the form of a virus. So what you're seeing is not coronavirus per se, you're seeing cell poisoning manifesting with fluids, chemicals, viruses that the body is trying to dispose of because it's harmful to its physical body. So all that's occurring around the world, and I hear your minds thinking, well, how can that be, Pastor? But I'll explain in a moment. All that's occurring in the world is a reaction to human bodies to the electrification of the universe through 5G satellites, 5G towers, 5G cells that are being populated in major cities around the world. So this is what is causing this pandemic. So sorry to say, second point, this is the largest global cover-up in history for the impact on human beings based on technological advancements. I hope that makes sense. I don't have time to quantify that. I will give you further information in a moment. So what is happening? It's not the coronavirus. It is a virus that is being produced by cell poisoning. And therefore, the virus that we have is really a measure or indication of our cells excreting toxins. This is what's killing people. So let me give you some facts that will hopefully make this compelling. So one of the first cities that Vodafone, Highway, and some of the other technology companies rolled out the ubiquitous blanket 5G, guess where it was? Wuhan, China, where this coronavirus was supposedly meant to start in some fish market. That is complete nonsense. It started as a result of radioactive or radio frequencies at a high level creating radiation that was toxic to cells. And that's why people were falling over, dying in the streets, etc. So they've tried to cover it up. So because it has a flu-type characteristics, they are using coronavirus to try and hide the fact that people are dying from the 5G frequency. So let me just explain. Other major cities that rolled this out, it takes 6 months for this to impact your physical body. So last year, obviously Wuhan was the first city. Then Spain rolled out 5G. Italy rolled out 5G. So you're seeing an oncoming level of fatalities because of the level of 5G penetration in these countries. Italy has had more fatalities than any other country because it is densely populated with 5G and the older generation doesn't have the immune system to fight against it. Let me move on because of time. So Italy has rolled it out, Spain has rolled it out, most major cities have rolled it out around the world and countries. London is one of the biggest CCTV centers and obviously they're in the process of rolling out more 5G. What is the relevance of all of this? The relevance is the coronavirus is not what's killing people. It is clearly, categorically, unequivocally, and scientifically proven that the radio frequencies that we are being exposed to is what is killing the people. Why are they allowing it? Because of multiple agendas, but primarily because 5G is the only network with the speed to handle the future. And where we're going rapidly is a world run by AI, artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, where everything's interconnected on the internet, a new global currency that's coming out, hence why I've been pushing what I've been pushing for the last 5 years in Africa with our own digital currency to combat what was coming. In addition to that, there will be driverless cars. There'll be a number of different things that basically need to run on 5G. So they cannot reverse the implementation of this technology. And they're happy for it to the sacrifice to be millions of lives around the world. Just to prove the point further, the cruise ships were installed with 5G. So the people that were quarantined on the cruise ships, they were cruise ships that had 5G, and that's why the people were getting sick. Hospitals have 5G, major cities have 5G, airports have 5G. So these are places where people will automatically get sick if they're exposed to the inordinate levels of radiation through radio spectrum poisoning. Okay, so let me move on. We've had three pandemics in the last 120 years. The first pandemic was in 1918, which was called the Spanish flu pandemic. This was when they implemented radio waves globally and increased the electrification of our universe. Guess what happens? Millions of people died 6 months later with a pandemic they called the Spanish flu pandemic. Roll on a number of years. World War II, just after that, another pandemic, which was the implementation of radar equipment globally. Satellites went up, a plethora of different satellites went up into what they call the Van Allen belt, basically where they store and send satellites. So when that was implemented, again, there was a number of deaths from the pandemic. The last major pandemic was in 1968, which was called the Hong Kong flu. Guess what they did then? They rolled out another level of satellite penetration in the Van Allen belt, over 100,000 satellites that were transmitting radar signals, radar field in the cosmic field, basically. So these were satellites that were pushing telecommunications and radar communication. So we had radio waves first at the beginning of the century, and then they implemented radar equipment and telecommunication satellites. These caused pandemics that killed multiple millions of people, and the last one was in 1968. So guess what's happening now? They've rolled out 5G, and this is impacting people's lives, killing people around the world, and they're covering it up in the name of coronavirus. So that is a fact. Please go and do your study 5G, the implications of the implementation. Just to help you further, one of the countries, which is a huge country that has millions of people, huge country with cold weather, Russia, has had no fatalities in the area of coronavirus. Why? Because they have not implemented 5G on a public use yet. They've only implemented it for exclusive use by the military. Hence why they've had no fatalities. Just to prove the point further, you're seeing in the news now that people without underlying health issues or compromised immune systems are falling sick and dying of corona. That makes no sense that the young are dying. The reason they are dying, the facts are, the truth is, that the radiation does not compromise, has no prejudice. Young or old, you will succumb to the power of radiation. Okay, so this is the fact of what's really occurring. This is part of their strategy because of the importance of 5G, and this is a global phenomenon that cannot be reversed. first point. So please understand, a lot more information I could give you. 17 minutes thus far. I wish I could give you more just on that. But trust me, do some research. There's some scholarly articles out there on the impact of there's like the Boston Health group that investigated contagions, and they basically said that the one of the viruses, the Spanish flu one, and even this one, is not a contagion. What they're doing is spreading it to people via the testing. Sorry to be honest, but that's what's happening. So when you're tested, it gives them an opportunity to contaminate you with the virus, because they want to cover up the fact that millions of people will die from the excessive radio frequency radiation. So basically that's what's occurring, unfortunately. So where is this going? Why are they doing this? We know the technological reasons for it. They need a robust, scalable, fast, capable internet that can handle the petadata of information about all of your movements, all of your journeys, all of your banking transactions, your identification, all the CCTV cameras around the world, etc., etc., because they need visibility in what everyone's doing. But the primary reason beyond that, what they're doing, which is luciferic and satanic, sorry to be honest, to use that term, but what is happening is that they are implementing three new strategies. One, vaccines. So the vaccines have in it toxins. You know, one of the things about vaccines, they give you the actual disease to see how the body's immune system will fight and combat the disease. So they give you the disease. But in that vaccine will consist of chemicals that light you up effectively to respond even more powerfully to the signals. So a bit like chemotherapy or radiotherapy, but what they inject in your system enables the cells to be destroyed. That vaccine will consist of a substance that will enable the frequency of 5G to be more effective in creating more fatality. So what you're seeing around the world is that they're buying time to build capacity for the hospitals, for the warehouses, and all the places they're going to convert into huge mortuaries, effectively, sorry to be honest with you, to house the millions of people that are going to die from what is happening. So God has a plan. There is a plan. So let me just quickly throw that up now in case people are starting to worry. God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love, and of a sound mind. No weapon formed against us can prosper. So please know that this is a weapon that has been formed, but it shall not prosper against God's people. And I'll tell you why in a moment. So these are some of the things. Now, you may or may not be aware that we are electromagnetic beings. I know that sounds a bit weird. It's not new agey. I've studied it scientifically. We have electric circuits. Our nervous system is really a complex network of wiring that our masterful creator created us to have. So brain signals, synapse signals, information that travels up and down the body that tells you to move, to sneeze, to whatever, to fight disease. This is created by electrical circuitry that's in our body. The electrical circuitry then creates chemistry or chemicals, different types of chemicals that we react to when we eat and when we do different things, subject to us being exposed to light and different things. And so we are predominantly water. And then there's obviously the physical mass of the body that houses everything. But ultimately, we are an electric circuit. So we react to frequencies. We respond to vibrations. We respond to energy. So electromagnetic energy, I haven't got time to deal with it, but basically includes gamma rays, X-rays, hence why when they do X-rays, they have to stand behind certain screens. There is infrared, there is all sorts of different kinds of electromagnetic energy that is just visible. One of the other visible is light, ultraviolet light and visible light. So that's one part of energy. The other part is charged particles, and I won't get into that, but that's protons and also electrons and all sorts of different things that run about our universe, and we are given the capacity by God to be able to cope with these natural forces of energy running around the various solar system and into the Van Allen belt and around the world. What's the relevance? So frequencies affect our sense of well-being. And one of the things I'll tell you in another conversation after this is how can we combat, because all of us emit frequencies. Our heart, I did a teaching on this about the electromagnetic power of our heart and mind, that we do emit frequencies. We don't use those terms in Bible terms, but might, power, anointing, fire of God, spirit, all of these things can be scientifically proven as electrification of our beings. Either we generate it or atmospheres affect us. That's when we get together and have corporate worship and prayer, there's a level of spiritual energy. We call that the Holy Ghost, but it's a physical energy that can be felt. And many things I could talk about on that, but because of your time, I can't reveal too much. Okay, so there is a solution that will help us to survive and to protect us, and I'm developing those theories further, and I will share them later on. So let me explain the game plan. So the game plan of this new order, unfortunately, it is the era of the new world order. It has commenced, and this is why the last 5 years I was pushing my economic model with presidents throughout Africa to give them an alternative digital currency and economic model that can sustain them independent of the World Bank, independent of this new world order controlled by the 1% of the 1% elites. Now, what are they doing? So you'll see already in the news today, there is announcement of the vaccines that will come. So there are three developments. Vaccines, which will come, which will obviously have a catastrophic impact on our physical being exposed to the radiation. Secondly, the vaccines will come with a tracking device called an RFID chip. It is a microchip that will be inserted at the same time as the vaccines. They're not even being, you know, subtle about it. They're being quite overt about it. This will give them the ability to track. It will be presented in the name of, we need to know who has had vaccines, who hasn't had vaccines, so we can know who's safe, who's not safe, and who can be given license to travel and do different things on the basis that they're no longer a threat to humanity, based upon this spurious, ostensible notion of the coronavirus, which is complete fallacy. It doesn't exist in the context of what's killing us. Okay, so they're just using it as a means to justify where they're going. The third area, unfortunately, is the introduction, and I saw this 5 years ago, hence why I've been working what I was working on the implementation of digital currency, a global digital currency. It will start with the US and it will roll out around the world. And this is why, as I said, I developed my own blockchain platform with our own digital currency pegged to minerals in the ground, so Africa could have its own independence and a currency juxtaposition to other currencies that would be strong in trading, capital and financial markets. That's what your pastor's been working on behind the scenes whilst preaching and ministering. This is what we've been doing from a kingdom point of view. But let me say, this has hailed a new era of the mark of the beast. It is here, it is real, it is now. They are expediting rapidly because they realize that there's a level of esoteric enlightenment going through the earth. There's a level of technology that can fast track other people's agenda, which will be contrary to theirs, and they will want to shut it down. So what are they doing systematically, systemically, and simultaneously? They are shutting global economies down because they want to introduce two things: a new level of monopoly or oligopolies. These are four or five key multinational companies. Amazon will be the first. Google is obviously one. There'll be others that will manage the supply chain of everything that we purchase. So everything is going to be streamlined, from food to electronics to the flow of money and everything. So the second thing they're doing with this system is, other than creating these oligopolies, so they've shut the global markets down for that. They want to make as many people as possible unemployed. So please do not believe these measures they're talking about stipends and basically grants or payments to help our self-employed or people who've been made redundant. It's not going to happen to any degree that's going to affect the livelihood of people. We're heading for the largest global recession the world has ever seen, because they are changing the game. So what they're bringing in now is, and I'm conscious it's 26 minutes, but it's important information you must understand. They are bringing in the new system, the new blockchain global digital currency, which we will not have access to unless we can prove that we are no longer harm to humanity by having the vaccines, which will be mandatory. They will force them on us. And secondly, they will insist that we have to take the chip that is a part of that same simultaneous process.
Primos sin primas, there you have it. This has given me chills all day, and I want you guys to go check it out. It's called The Anchor Podcast, and it's Pastor Jonathan, and the title is The Connection Between 5G and What's Happening in the World Today. You should do your own research. This is just a theory, but there's a lot of truths within this theory. You can check out, you can look at the world and how it's going and how it's moving. And I am just one to spread questioning everything. That's why Dear God, Are We There Yet? Is here, is to help people, help other people, you know, through the volunteering, through volunteer travel, but also through questions and conversations and questioning everything to be able to figure out what do you believe in and what can you piece together. I hope you guys enjoyed. It was a little long, but a lot of great information. I want you to now go and dive into the research and go do your own research and see and kind of piece things together. I'm like that. When I hear something, I go do my own research. And when I see it, I'm like, wow, why didn't I see this before? How come I didn't see this? So be safe. And until next time, primos y primas, I hope you enjoyed. And if you have anything to say, go ahead and email us or go ahead and comment. Hasta la próxima.